travel. Again, I strongly say safety first.
Donna Lotz Lewis from the National Mall and Memorial Park Service gave volunteers advice before they started mulching around the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial. Others raked and did some weeding. One of them, Wright Sigmund, took time from his busy work in commercial real estate to help.
It should be everyone's, you know, cause to give back, to help restore our natural environment, and something that's so representative of our country should be in the best, you know, shape of anything.
On the National Mall, artistic globes depicting the Earth's environmental problems and possible solutions lined walkways. Companies, embassies, government agencies, and activists set up tents to promote products and programs. Some used wind and solar power to generate their electricity. The scientist with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Ruth Netting, set up a puzzle made up of satellite images.
Well, this is our Earth. This is our planet Earth, and we should take care of it. Young kids like you see right here, they're getting excited about it, and hopefully they'll learn and take care of the planet Earth that they live on.
Earth Day Network President Kathleen Rogers is asking people around the world to do what she calls an act of green.
You can commit to changing some light bulbs, writing a letter, cleaning up your community, building a school garden. There are just many, many activities that you can do that would qualify for this.
Activities this week on the National Mall will culminate with a rally and celebrity-filled concert April 25th, demanding Congress pass climate legislation to create green jobs and cap carbon emissions. Several volunteers said outside of politics and promotional events, just picking up litter can already improve the environmental situation and keep people thinking green. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.